It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. The FBI is still saying that North Korea was behind the unprecedented hacking attack on Sony Pictures. But a growing chorus of security researchers have been saying it's unlikely. And this week, a firm called Norse says it's traced the attack to a former Sony employee. Unnamed FBI sources have confirmed meeting with the cybersecurity firm. Tal Klein, VP at cloud security company Adalom, says most companies like Sony aren't really set up to protect against insider attacks.
The majority of security controls are designed to stop the bad guys from getting in. And there's actually very few effective security controls that stop insider threats, you know, the sort of Snowden-type scenarios where somebody who should have access has access but then uses it for bad intents.
Klein says there's also another thing to remember here.
Sony still has not announced that the breach itself has been contained. And that's the thing that's most worrisome. We don't have any confidence that the breach itself has stopped and that the attackers no longer have a foothold inside of Sony's infrastructure. I think that we haven't seen the end of it yet.
Tal Klein of the security firm Adalom. Tonight, or very early tomorrow morning, a lot of people are going to exercise responsibility and call a cab of some sort. One sort is Uber. The ride-hailing startup, valued at some $40 billion, has its biggest night on New Year's. Last year, documents suggest the company made $11 million in one night. This year, some estimates suggest it could be 10 times that much. Part of the haul for Uber comes from a controversial policy of surge pricing, essentially charging riders a super high rate on a busy night. Marketplace's Noel King takes a look at how this year things might be a little bit different.
Uber's surge pricing policy is economics 101. If demand is low, then prices are stable. When demand is high, like on New Year's Eve, prices go up. Sometimes way up. Matthew Feeney is a policy analyst at the Cato Institute. He says nobody's being tricked here.
Uber allows you to estimate the fare before ride begins. Uber tells customers when the surge is in effect. So there really isn't an excuse for not knowing that the price is going to increase.
But even if there's no trickery and the economics make sense, surge pricing is still confusing to many people, says Paul Argenti. He's a professor of corporate communications at Dartmouth's Tuck School.
What does that mean to your normal American? You say there may be surge pricing. I mean, it's not a term that you hear when you go to Walmart. Oh, we're going to have a surge pricing today.
The debate over surge pricing probably won't be solved by tonight. But in the meantime, new kid on the block, Flywheel, is offering some New Year's night rides for a flat fee of only $10. I'm Noel King for Marketplace.
Tonight, many in the country and around the world will be focused on Times Square for the ball drop. Certain television personalities, performers, and law enforcement will wrap themselves up and be on the clock while teeming crowds stand for hours. The rest of us will watch on TV, but also online. And Ustream, the live video streaming company, will for the first time have its own set of hosts and musical guests for a kind of internet broadcast. Ustream's CEO is Brad Huntstable. Hi, Brad.
Hello, thanks for having me.
This ball drop is going to be like on every channel tonight, so why live stream it on the internet as well?
Yeah, we're actually working with the official Times Square organization, and we'll have broadcast quality, you know, producers and cameramen who will and host who will be bringing the event live on the internet and making it interactive and leveraging, you know, what TV can't do, which is allowing people to interact and tweet and socialize on Facebook and share it through the internet.
A lot of the stuff I watch on the internet, admittedly, isn't live. Why do you think online live streaming and your company is important?
Well, I think, you know, increasingly, whether it's news or sports, it's driven by social media. It's driven by the immediacy that drives things like Twitter and Facebook. And so live video fits very naturally into that unique ecosystem, that desire of wanting to understand what's happening right now.
My first introduction to Ustream was watching protesters use it during the Occupy movement here in New York. How have you seen your user base change in the last few years? Like, what's a live streaming genre that's growing big time for you?
Yeah. Well, I mean, citizen journalism has always been just really a tremendous growth area for us. And whether it was something like you mentioned, the Occupy movement, or we were very involved in broadcasting live footage of the Arab during the Arab Spring. But what fascinates us from a business standpoint is actually on the enterprise side. Companies, you know, using Ustream to broadcast their product launches, promoting their product, interacting with their employees in sort of the same mindset that a traditional media company would to be able to drive their goals.
What's your, like, dream Ustream live streaming event?
Well, you know, I'm a space junkie. When the Mars rover Curiosity landed on Mars a couple years ago, we actually had more people watch that on Ustream live than watched it on CNN or MSNBC combined. And so anything to do with space, I think my dream ultimately one day is humans, you know, colonize or visit Mars, and we would love, and I know I certainly would love to be the ones that would broadcast that to the world.
Brad Huntstable is co-founder and CEO of Ustream. Brad, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so you remember Bilbo's elven sword in The Hobbit is called Sting. People at a company called Spark.io made a step-by-step guide to change a toy Sting into a device that makes the sword glow blue when an insecure Wi-Fi network is near. You have to pull apart a toy sword and insert the company's Spark Core product, of course. Unencrypted Wi-Fi can be dangerous, though, kind of like orcs, right? And before we go, Marketplace is finishing up its first quarter century today. Do me a favor, if you can, go to marketplace.org/25years. There's a big red record button there. Hit it and leave us an anniversary message. Any kind will do. We'd love to hear from you. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.